It gave Zit an instant's pause. He didn't want this damned old relic firing itself off in the hangar with no way to get out. But he had to move it. This was the door key they were passing up to him. He glared at the key. Three toggles, pitted. The shaft almost in two. Turl could at least have made a new key. But oh no, it was paws off. He shoved the key, all 20 pounds of it, at the lock hole. He twisted it with a curse. Damn, Turl! The rusty magnetic clenchers gave. The key fell apart. Zit flung it to the platform below, narrowly missing Chirk. At least the door was open. He struggled to swing it back. Even the hinges were decayed and stiff. It opened to reveal the enormous interior. Zit got a torch. There were no lights in this thing. It was never meant to have a pilot in it. It was just tons and tons and tons of gas canisters, engines, and armor. He thought, belatedly, he might have robbed some fuel from it. Too late now. He lumbered forward to the control compartment. He had better throw them off. But no, they were armor-locked, solid. They couldn't be unset without a key. And this metal wouldn't surrender to anything. It was armored. Damn, Turl! He darted his light around. There was the magnetic grip release. The only interior control put there so hangar and firing people could lock and unlock it when moving it about with tractors. Zit reached for the release brake. Before he could touch it, it moved. He froze, looking at it in horror. Yes, there was a click in the preset box. He dove for the door. The forward jerk of the motors threw him off his feet. He scrambled for the exit. Too late! The hangar door was fleeing by. It was already yards down to the ground. He didn't dare jump. The drone took off, its rusty side door flapping in the wind. Zit let out a shuddering groan. Damn, Turl. Well, at least they could get the battle planes out and end the Tolnep attack. And all this on half pay and no bonuses. Probably that was Turl's doing, too.